Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
I was referred to you by Mercedes because I disputed a charge and she gave me a cancellation number, but she said I had to talk to you also.
Okay, I'd be happy to further assist. You said you've already disputed a charge.
Yes, and Mercedes gave me a confirmation number, and she said I had to talk to her supervisor, too.
Okay, ma'am, what is your, excuse me, what is your zip code and your name?
60148, Colleen Altott, Altott.
Okay, 60148. I'm still trying to access information. You did say 60148.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, please spell your last name.
A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, T as in Tango, O as in Oscar, T as in Tango, T as in Tango.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just one moment, please.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am. For security purposes, if you would verify your address, please.
106 East Central Avenue, Lombard, Illinois.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you'd also verify your email address.
Altott, my last name, at AOL.com.
Okay. Do you have another email address?
Yes, but I don't know it by heart. iCloud. I think it's Colleen Altott at iCloud.com.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Let's see. I've gotten an account located here that shows your name and your address, and it does show your iCloud email. Let's see. It shows the closed account for the streaming device.
Yes, that's what she said. She said that I took a survey and I agreed to a $49.97 charge at a later date for registration or subscription. And I would never do that. And I would never take a survey over the phone.
We don't do any of these orders over the phone, ma'am. This was done on a web page, possibly with the Android or an iPhone. A lot of times people use those and complete surveys, but the shipping and handling is paid and per the terms there with the shipping and handling fee. And I haven't looked at what that was. $6.70, and it shows that item was shipped to your address. But if you don't call to opt out, you'll enroll into a membership that comes with it. That's what the $49.97 is. It's the cost for the streaming device, and also it's the cost for the membership.
I'm not going to pay the $49.97.
Okay, ma'am. That was an explanation for the charge. You said you've disputed the charge. When did you dispute it?
What did I dispute it?
When did you dispute the $49.97?
Today.
Okay, before you called here?
No, I called here and I talked to Mercedes. And she said, okay, we'll cancel it. Here's your cancellation number, but you still have to talk to my supervisor.
Okay, so who did you, pardon me, who did you dispute the $49.97 with?
Mercedes.
Okay. All right, she canceled the subscription, which shows the $49.97 charge. That cancels all future charges and shipments, so that was canceled before you were transferred here. With it showing a tracking number for the initial device, have you checked with anyone else in your household?
I'm the only one in my household.
Okay, well, ma'am, that has a tracking confirmation for where the item was shipped. I can provide you with a 35% refund for that $49.97.
No, I don't want a 35%. I want 100%. I'll go to my credit card company then.
Well, I'd recommend to see what we can work out because, well, with them investigating it, this wouldn't be something that would normally be considered as fraud. They wouldn't fully investigate even with possibly requesting the IP address. So if this was something that was a mistake, you could face losing whatever credit they would maybe be able to provide. But we can meet you halfway with a 50% refund. And they would also request if there was some tracking confirmation. This would be from the U.S. Postal Service.
That's all well and good, but I'm not paying it. I did not pay for a subscription to anything. I would never pay $50 for a subscription.
Well, it did start out as $49.97. It started out as $6.70. So if there was a misunderstanding about what was processed, there may not have been an understanding that there would be a $49.97 charge. But we'll go ahead and credit the $49.97. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, excuse me, for it to show reflected back.
Thank you. Appreciate the help.
You. All right, ma'am, you're welcome. There is a confirmation for the refund of R258-728-523. Excuse me.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Please have a good evening.
You too.